Have you ever experienced guilt enduring in your pleasure? Well, today I have a very special guest that is going to help us understand the importance of tapping into that very human emotion that pleasure is as we discuss the sacred strip club. Don't go anywhere. Welcome to Living Intentionally, the podcast that empowers driven women to get unstuck and to take their personal and professional lives to the next level. I'm your host, Carmen Benson. I am here to help you create the life you truly desire without burning out. And as a leading expert in living with amplified alignment between your mind, your energy, and your soul purpose, I'll be sharing valuable insights on mindset, energy, self-care, business, and much more. Plus, you get to hear from inspired women who have successfully built businesses and lives that are both meaningful and fulfilling. Join us as we dive into the topic that matter most and uncover the secrets to living intentionally. Welcome to today's episode of Living Intentionally. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Maria. I am not going to mispronounce her last name, so I'm going to call her Maria T, and I'm going to let her say it in a second. She is founder, coach, and priestess of the Pleasure Temple, where she helps people reconnect to the wisdom of their bodies, embody their sexual life force, and claim their pleasure and power. Before starting her quest in helping people heal their relationship with their bodies and sexuality, she was supporting corporate leaders in creating healthy and inspirational work environments. Maria holds a BA and an MS in psychology and has 15 years of experience studying and teaching different spiritual traditions, somatic practices, yoga, meditation, and dance. And so, Maria, welcome to the show. Let's talk about the sacred strip club.
Oh my goodness, sister, hello.
How do you pronounce your last name? Sorry, I should have asked you before we started recording, but
yeah, that's great, no worries. It's very rare that someone can pronounce it. Tolstich.
Thank you so much. So by the way, I have to say that right before we started recording, she walked me through this meditation, and the word that keeps popping into my head was delicious, delicious, delicious. So I'm so pumped. I was so pumped for the interview before it started, and I'm so pumped for the interview now. And thank you for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I will absolutely tell you a bit about myself, and just thank you for that reflection. It feels really good in my body to be seen that way. So let's see. Well, I'm originally from Russia, and I was there until I was 21. And my story, like my childhood, was not a fun one. You know, I grew up in a family where both parents were alcoholics. So I grew up around physical, emotional abuse, parental neglect. And, you know, still somehow until the age of maybe like 10, managed to maintain a positive view on the world, as I, you know, recall now. And then, you know, at the age of 12, my mother just left us, me and my brother, for her alcoholic boyfriend, divorced my father, so he was living in a different city. And that moment, like, really changed my experience of life, like that abandonment. And I started drinking, doing drugs, smoking cigarettes, then, you know, kind of like continued doing that, grew up on the street really with a lot of my friends. So it was like a little town outside of Moscow, which was like number one on drugs in the entire Moscow district. And a lot of my friends who I grew up with actually have passed away because of, you know, either drug addiction or something else. So just give you kind of like a picture where I come from. When I was 15, I had my first sexual assault. I was raped by a stranger on the street who just came up with me with a knife at night. And that completely disconnected me from my body, dissociated from my body. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anyone at the time. I didn't have a relationship with my parents, you know, obviously based on what I said, where I could trust that. And, you know, people, I like my friends, you know, as culturally, patriarchally conditioned as I was, didn't really make a big deal out of it. Let's put it that way. But I started drinking heavier, doing more drugs, and like really trying to drown that pain.
Mm-hmm. Not yourself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so after I graduated high school, I didn't want to go to school. I just wanted to work. So I did that. And eventually I started working in a strip club in Russia when I was 19. And that was a beautiful experience on the one hand and traumatic on the other hand. Just like the first year, that's like tender to share, but I want to because it's true. Like my first year of working in a strip club, I also did sex work. And anyway, have some pretty bad memories about that. Yeah, so then when I was 21, I moved to the States by myself because nothing really was... I didn't see anything, like any opportunities for myself in Russia. So I had an opportunity to come here and stay. And I took it. And that kind of put me on a healing journey of like really seeing that there's it, like I was in LA and, you know, like healthy lifestyle, beautiful people. I was like, wow, like people are running. What's happening? Like on by the ocean? How is that people do that? Really?
Like the movies?
Yeah, like, oh, this is happening here. So I studied like, oh, like, okay, so let me see what like, how can I move towards living a more intentional life, I guess. Mm-hmm. Life that feels better for me. And that put me on the path of yoga, meditation, studying different spiritual traditions. I became a yoga teacher, eventually went to study psychology. And you know, beats here and there, I was working in a strip club, and you know, I'll eventually get to a story why Sacred Strip Club, how did I find sacredness and all of that. In my 20s, I had two more sexual assaults. So I think there's just like a thread line in my life about like sexual trauma, definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like abandonment, parental neglect. My 20s also spent in some unhealthy relationships. And one thing I will mention, so like once I graduated from graduate school, I went into corporate world and had an amazing career, very successful career, became a part of the executive team of the company, liked what I did. But at the same time, at that time, I met my mentor who just helped me awaken this gift of experiencing life in my body through pleasure. Mm-hmm. And awakening that in others. And that really felt like a soul calling. The job that I did before, I loved. But this was a calling. And I was like, okay, so I guess we're quitting the corporate world and we're starting the Pleasure Temple, which was, you know, a dark night of the soul in itself. Like, right, really? This is what we're doing now? The Sacred Strip Club, the Pleasure Temple, the things I was trying to run away from for such a long time. but it's been the most rewarding experience.
So, first of all, I have to say thank you for listening to your soul purpose and your calling. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to get in more into the pleasure, but I know this is so needed. People are so disconnected mm-hmm. from themselves, from their soul, from their bodies, because mm-hmm. we have been programmed to live this robotic life. Yeah. And there is so many shameful associations when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, experiencing pleasure. I can speak for experience. We were kind of chatting about that earlier today, that I couldn't even fathom to like sit with a piece of chocolate and enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, how it makes you feel. And I mean, chocolate, for those that don't know, dark chocolate releases oxytocin in your body, which is like an orgasm, right? So yeah. I couldn't even like let myself to enjoy that deliciousness in my mouth because it was a sin. It wasn't, I wasn't supposed to be doing that. I was supposed to be working, making money, you know, crossing all the tasks that I did. And I have to say, I commend you also for being so into your power, because you're talking, you know, about pleasure and power, to be able to be bold, because it requires boldness to do what you do, but the world needs it. So thank you so much, Maria.
Oh, thank you so much, dear. I appreciate that reflection, and thank you so much for sharing vulnerably. And I want to tell you, you're not alone, definitely, in the experience of pleasure being sinful. And I mean, myself included, I've gone through a tremendous reprogramming around pleasure. And honestly, I'm still going through that. Oh. I'm just uncovering layers upon layers of how I relate to pleasure, and how me not allowing pleasure into my life not only doesn't let me experience life to the fullest, but doesn't let me to like create the results that I really want.
So let's talk about that. Why this is so needed? I mean, I know, but let's make sure everyone knows why it's so needed for fulfillment, for happiness, for success, to be able to accomplish everything you want, to be able to tap into your pleasure.
Great question. So I'll start with talking about the body, because you mentioned, because to me, those two are just so connected. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that a lot of people are disconnected from our bodies, and that is 100% true. That is, you know, the part of kind of like patriarchal conditioning is that mind over body, right? Mm-hmm. In the masculine feminine paradigm, the mind is masculine, the body is feminine. Mm-hmm. And in order to, you know, bring things into harmony, we get to have both the mind and the body. Mm-hmm. Because we're disconnected from the body, we're disconnected from feeling, right? The mind is conditioned by certain things, by certain programs, by society. The body never lies. However, we shut down this channel that we have of perceiving information through the body that then goes up into the brain. Mm-hmm. So reconnecting to the body means to reestablish this connection. And that's like the body part. When we connect to the body, we can feel, right? We can connect to our emotion, to our sensations, we can feel. And we can feel our emotions, which is information from the environment, right? Which also tell us kind of like what is true, really? What is our relationship to what's going on in the world? I think so much of the suffering that we have, so much of the problems that we have in the world around, you know, hunger and climate change and, you know, other social issues. If we were present in our bodies and connected to the experience through our bodies to other people, we would not be able to harm one another. It just, or the planet, or the animals. Like, it just doesn't work that way. When I'm in my body and I'm in feeling, right, I cannot harm another. It just doesn't happen, doesn't work.
Right, because the divine feminine's, I would say, trade is nurturing. Nurturing, yes. Right?
Nurturing, yes, absolutely.
That's so true. The other thing is that the trauma, people think the trauma is stirring the mind. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. This is why mindset doesn't work alone. I mean, you need to have mindset, right? Yeah. That it mindset alone doesn't remove trauma, because trauma gets passed generationally up to 14 generations, and it gets stored in your body. You know, your emotions, if you don't let them flow, if you don't release them, get stored in your body. And then you wonder why your hips hurt, why, you know, you have diseases, etc. And somatic work have been transformational for me. Transformational.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. Yes. Somatic work has been transformational for me. And I love it so much in combination with the mindset, right? Because it's like, again, to like connect into the feeling, right, into the body is, right? It's like ultimately, I think, and you're the energy coach, so correct me if I'm wrong, that it's the energy that we vibrate that attracts and helps us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And so that's like the energy, the vibration, it's in the body, right? It's mm-hmm. in the feeling in the body. So again, connection to the body is so important for that.
Right.
And then, so when we talk about pleasure in the relationship to that, and I don't know if you want to like, we can maybe talk about trauma a little bit later if you want to. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to pleasure is like, we are sexual beings. And it, like, this definition goes beyond we're beings who have sex. We're sexual beings mean we have this erotic energy in our bodies that is just aliveness. It's aliveness. It just fills up your cells with, like, ooh, it feels good. That is a part of our, like, combination of different beings that we are, right? The physical, the emotional, the energetic. So like the we are also sexual beings. And our sexual energy is our creative power.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, through sex, we create human beings. But beyond that, through like this creative life force that flows through all existence, right? Like you can feel like, what are you here to create? What really turns you on? Like you, right? The work that you do with people, like your podcast, I imagine probably turns you on.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, maybe your partner, like certain relationships, like spending time with your children, eating chocolate, you know, just like the, for me, that is kind of like where my soul meets my body. And if I'm present in my body, I can be aware of this energy of pleasure, of this erotic energy that rises and tells me, ooh, this is very exciting. This is what I want to experience in life. This is what I want to create. Any projects, a job, a business, children, you know, like foods, I cook, everything. It all comes through this energy. And so for me, in that, it's our power. It's our creative power.
Mm-hmm.
And in like the broader context of social conditioning, right? If you want to control people, why don't you take their power away? Mm-hmm. In a way, like their power to create their life.
I love that. Love that.
And I just also want to talk briefly about, I don't know much about how that works in men's bodies, but in like a female body. So there is this book by Naomi Wolf called The Vagina. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's just, I like make all of my clients read it. And so she talks in that book about the goddess array, which is a neurological system in the body, in the female body, which when it's stimulated, like, and your body gets and like feels the pleasure, right? It's like, ooh, this feels good, sensuality. Or it's like, I'm getting goosebumps now. And so when this neural network is stimulated and a woman is in pleasure, we get hits of dopamine, oxytocin, and goodness, I forgot what else. There's some other neurotransmitters, which ultimately create, right? Dopamine is related to the state of power. So we feel empowered and confident, connected to other beings, and it creates transcendental states in our minds, meaning through pleasure, we connect to God, to the universe, to the goddess, whatever your definition of, you know, the higher power is.
So, and the other thing I know to be true to me, and it was one of the hardest thing before I got into, you know, touch with myself and with my energy and with my body. I always say, like, you know, I'm blocked. Like I know I have to create these things, but, you know, I'm blocked. Like I cannot get it done. And it wasn't until I started connecting, allowing that pleasure to come through, because it's really your sacral, right? That you have to light up. And, you know, as an energy healer, you know, I will do healings on me, and the sacral was always blocked. And I will unblock it, but then it will be blocked again. And so it's like, how do I, what is blocking it? And it was that repression of, you know, being able to express sexuality and pleasure, right? But it's like now, it's funny because I joke about this. It's like, if I want to create something, very good at doing, but if I want to create something, you know, I go and tap into something that gives me pleasure. And, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be sex. I mean, that's great too, but it doesn't have to be that. Like for me, if I prepare the most luxurious bubble bath with scents, right? So you want to awaken yourselves, as you were saying, in every way, then I better have a pen and paper ready because things are happening, right? So because you have that connection with source and the energy can flow. So I am like 100% with you, Maria. Like this is like everyone needs to do this work. And I would like to be able to give our listeners some practical tips on like what can people start doing to start tapping into this. And if you're okay with that, we'll go to a commercial break and then we can tap into that. So don't go anywhere because you want to know how to tap into this superpower, okay? Hey there, looking for a breakthrough in your life journey? Well, I got great news for you. As a certified master, intuitive coach, master energy healer, I can guide you and support you in unleashing your full potential. Let's work together to identify those subconscious blocks that are keeping you stuck. Remove any emotional barrier and reprogram the limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck into empowering ones. With my help, let's reframe your story for success and replenish yourself with light and love. You don't have to go through this alone anymore. Let's discover what's holding you back and make lasting changes in your life today. Go to the link below at carmenmental.com to learn more about my coaching services and to schedule a complimentary consult with me today. Remember, it is time for transformation, and I'm so happy to be here to help you make it happen. Welcome back to the Sacred Street Club. And yeah, and we want to give the listeners some tips, but I was thinking that we never tied it up into like how this street club became sacred.
Yes. So I'll try to be brief on that. So I think I worked in a strip club, I mentioned that. And I think for a very long time, I was, of course, like ashamed of it and like trying to distance myself from that experience until, you know, I was already doing this work. And I remember I was living in Hawaii and I came to Dallas for a few weeks. And a friend of mine who still worked in a strip club invited me to their Christmas party. And I was like, well, why would I want to go there? But my body was like, we are going, like, we're going. And I was like, okay, well, who am I to argue with my body? We're going. So as I walk in, you know, and I feel just this like delicious energy. It just like swirled me around and I say it made me dance and just move and enjoy, and it felt so good. And I was like, just like in surrender. I'm like, okay, this is what's happening. Okay. So after that, you know, it was a full moon actually too. And so I had like a few days of downloads, and like this thing that came through is that, I don't know, like I believe in past lives. And I think I had this experience of in a past life being in an Isis temple, being a priestess in an Isis temple, and feeling the same energy there. And I was like, okay, so this is the energy I feel in the strip club is the same energy I feel in the temple. And I was like, wow. So it was just like out of the matrix, right? I came out of the matrix for a moment.
Yeah.
And I've realized that the energy that is present in a strip club is that of a temple.
Mm-hmm.
And why like what is it about the temple, right? It's the worship of the feminine, of it's the worship of the body, it's mission of sexuality and desire, right? That is present there. And like this really goddess worship for me. There's this pole which represents the masculine, right? The lingam, and then the woman just dancing around it, and it's just so divine and beautiful and delicious. And to just witness a woman move in a sensual way, it's honestly for me like one of the most sacred experiences now. So that's and I understand, right, that ultimately when you look on the surface, that's not why people go there, that it's like there's this exchange between money and touching and or looking. I think that that's happening on the surface. I think there's still a deeper desire that people come there for to experience the temple. You don't quite get it, right? Like you want to go there, like you or like I want to have this temple experience, but you don't quite get it because of the conditioning. So that's how this strip club became sacred, and so that's why what I invite people into in changing their lens in when it comes to. To change the lens in how we're looking at a strip club, at a woman dancing, at a woman's in her sensuality. And I, you know, occasionally have virtual gatherings where my intention is always to create the environment where women can tap into this. Experience within themselves of
I love it. You need not to be just do it virtually, but and you're in Hawaii right now and you say your body wants to be there, and I'm a channel and I'm gonna tell you what's coming through. You need to do a retreat where women can experience this, because I believe that Maui is actually the sacral chakra of the Hawaiian Islands. Maybe around there, but if it's not Maui, it's Lanai. But you're close to that, so there is something.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I desire to do, is to do an in-person retreat, and I know it's going to be amazing. Not only, you know, it's just like there's so much permission.
I'm coming. I've already said it. Save me a spot.
Okay, it is going to be here in Costa Rica, so I'm definitely like it's coming for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also like to mention that I also know, like, I have healing hands. So in-person things are really important too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say that in case you are skeptic about what Maria was talking about. So let's go to something very logical that is totally mainstream. Napoleon Hill's book on Think and Grow Rich. Right. The one chapter that nobody talks about is the power of sexual transmutation.
Oh, wow.
It's a chapter in that book that was written by a man about how to be rich by thinking. And it's to really being able to take all the energy that comes from your sexual power and put it into something else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyone who is interested, go read the book, because it's there. And all this, all the most famous, most richest people in this world have used that book. But we're not allowed to talk about sex, right? So everyone skip over that chapter. And having grown in, you know, Latin America, I grew up dancing salsa. And I can tell you that salsa is flirting. You're flirting with your partner. Even if it's a total stranger you never met, and back home, it's respected. You're in the dance floor, you're flirting with this person, and then you can go your separate ways. You know, nobody touches anybody inappropriate, but there is this energetic exchange of, you know, your pleasure and sexuality. And there's no way, that's one of my pattern interrupts, is to dance, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no way you can be dancing, feeling that pleasure, and having a bad thought at the same time. Zero chances. So I am like 100% there on everything you're saying, Maria.
Thank you.
So now let's give our listeners some, like, they are like, okay, I want to do it. how do I start? How do I start?
Yes. Okay. So, okay. One tip I can offer is, right, well, just, okay, we can do it. So just closing the eyes, right, and connecting to the senses. Ah, so first of all, breathing, inhaling through the nose, exhaling out of the mouth, allowing the sound to come out on an exhale. And we can continue breathing and start bringing gentle, soothing touch, for example, to your inner thighs, to your wrists, to your neck, to any area of the body that, you know, you may want to enjoy, or you may want to be touched by your lover. And just continue bringing that gentle touch and breathing. Right, and ultimately what we want to do here is we want to connect to the sensation. How does it feel? How does the sensation travel through the body? Where does it go? Perhaps there's resistance. And if there's resistance, I want to say there's nothing wrong with it. Let's welcome it. You can journal about what resistance is about, what thoughts are coming up as a result of it. So that's one practice we can do, right? To create pleasure. Another easy one is, that's more like a tantric practice. Again, the same breath, in through the nose, out of the mouth. And we're going to do, and I like to do it sitting, because that way, it's also like there's other ways of doing it. But like to start with, to do it sitting, because you actually have contact of your pelvis with the surface, and you can connect with that sensation. And so what we do is like doing like really slow hip circles while we're sitting. And we breathe in through the nose and out of the mouth. And I know for a lot of people, making sound is difficult. So if that's you, that's okay. No, you're not alone. And we're just going to be breathing. Maybe we change the direction of the hip circles. And what we can do on top of this now, we can start bringing the sensation again to the inner thighs, or to the neck, or to the wrists, and continue to breathe. And you can do it for as long as you want, and just see like what, how does your experience of the world changes after you do that?
Right. Like, it's just, again, it's delicious, right? It's such a delicious sensation.
And it's really simple, right, to do this. And then like, I feel more grounded now. I feel more present, like, okay, I'm here. So that's second. And I think the third one I would give is a journaling prompt on what did you learn about your body? What did you learn about pleasure and sexuality growing up from your family, from from the society, from the country, from your culture, right, where you grew up? And examine those beliefs. Are they true? Are they serving you? Or are they meant to control you, or something else, right? I don't know, there's many options. But examining the beliefs, I think, is also very important.
Such beautiful exercise. Yes. And a lot of the beliefs that we have are not even, I mean, they're not ours, right? Because they were implanted in the programming, you know, we were so little. And it's so important to like go in with compassion and question the truthfulness of them. I mean, do they serve you? Do they not? They obviously kept you alive, and that's why you treasure them and you protect them and you keep them there, right? But is it true anymore? Do you need them anymore? They're limiting you.
Exactly.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Oh my God, Maria. This is like the highlight of my day.
Highlight of my day too. I love it.
And I am so sure it's going to be the highlight of our listeners' day. And I know, like me, as like, give me more. So where can they find you? Where can they find you, connect with you? And
yeah.
Yes, and get into your energy. Do you have like a free something they can try?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Absolutely. Yes, I'd love to connect with anyone. So my website is pleasuretemple.net. You can find me there. Mm-hmm. And I have a free guide to processing emotion and the body there. But it's just so important. It's like step number one. Learn to process emotions in the body, because if we can't, there is no way to like really be connected to pleasure in any sustainable way. I also offer a free consultation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to check out and see what it's like to work together, yes, we can do that. And, you know, I have some exciting things coming up in the next couple of months. I've been in a little bit of a hiatus over summer, but I have exciting things coming up in the next few months. So I recommend, if you want to stay tuned in, sign up for the newsletter. And yeah, stay tuned in to the delicious things that are coming out.
I love it. I love it. So now you know, I'll put all the links in the description of the podcast, so you guys can just click away and connect with Maria. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here today to share with you so beautifully and vulnerable with, you know, your experience and how it just got you where you're here today, which also teaches a lesson of, you know, there's always a reason for something. You might not think anything makes sense, but later on, you might be able to use that. You will be able to use that to help somebody and grow out of it and expand with that experience in your life. And thank you. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful to have you here. So I'll see you guys next week in another episode of Living Intentionally. Bye-bye.